Hi everyone, welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. My name is Kyle Pease, and I'm he a senior engineer here at Renview. Today we're going to be hearing from Stephen Rousseau, West Coast Sales Manager at Fortress Power, about some of their latest products as well as best practices and tech tips. Before we dive in, and while we're waiting for more people to join, I'd like to give a little background on Renview and some of the products and services we offer. Renview is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We've been in the industry since 2012, and we currently have fulfillment facilities spanning the coasts with our main warehouse now in Texas. Our sales staff all have backgrounds within engineering or solar installation. Our model is to be the most competitive we can on pricing while also engaging the customer, sales engineers knowledgeable in system design so we can weigh them to help you save money on your projects and catch potential pitfalls before the order is closed. Two products quickly spotlight here. We are very competitive on our Enphase microinverter pricing. Pluses and ACs are readily available. And we also have 10C batteries and the balance of system components for that. And we have some emails coming out where we'll have a combo deal with, I think it's a Zenshine 410 watt panels, a microinverter, and you can choose a landscape or portrait free trunk cable on top of that. So keep an eye out for that. For if you're kind of line up project by project, that's a good way to go. And then we also have bulk pricing if you're looking for large quantities of those micros. Runergy, we have B grade 590 watts. I have a couple of their QC standards that they go through for scanning these panels for. They have A, B, C, and F grades. And the B grades are purely cosmetic. They do physical and electrical scans as well as electroluminescence. And anything that is deemed, what do you call that? Compromising of the panel, they're not going to put in a B grade. It's simply the cosmetics. And I can send you a copy of that if you guys are curious in those. They're below 20 cents a watt if you're looking at a large quantity. I think full truckload is a tier for that. We have about 30 pallets left of each of those wattages. And then we will split out for smaller panel quantities if you guys want as well for a few cents per watt extra. Tigo, we have their 9.9 kilowatt hour battery systems. It's the BMS and the 3.3 kilowatt hour modules comes in right under $200 by the unit. And if you want, I think we have about 50 left. If you want to take the full quantity, it's about $170 per kilowatt hour. So a great deal on batteries. If you guys need those, we can also supply the 50 amp and 200 amp ATSs to go with those. Solark, they had a big price drop on the 15Ks. You can go on our website and check out with those there. And then the 30 and 60Ks also came down in price. So just let us know if you're needing any of those batteries. We can supply for those as well. Powerfield, there's a few of the 1000 series left. And then we're moving on to the 1200 series with production expected to be available late next month. And those are ready for pre-order. And then Blicker, we have 3/8 inch and 1/2 inch T gaskets available, and we have a couple new sizes coming out in the next, maybe in the next 6 months. So keep an eye out for that. If there's a certain size or a racking system you really want that for, let us know. We're working closely with Blicker on that. All right. And then if you are needing financing, by the project, credit key is a great option for installers. They'll give you, on your initial, based on your GAR, up to $50,000 credit line and larger credit lines available if you supply some of your banking information after that initial preliminary step. 3% for 30 days, up to 12-month terms. They're quick to fund. Build. The build is a great option if you are an installer stepping your toe into the bigger commercial project realm where cash flow might be really tough. To be able to get the material on site and hit your deadlines according to your project contract. If you have a project contract in hand, go to build. And I've seen some projects funded within 24 hours. reviewing will work out term or they'll work out a payment with us and get you guys material really quick. So they were a financial product built around the cash flow constraints in the solar industry. So they know their stuff and they're great to work with. I highly recommend with them. And then this is a, yeah, I think this is about up to date. The commercial price list. We'll share a link in the chat to where you can review that. I recommend bookmarking it. It's something we update regularly. You can keep tabs on what's out there available for bulk pricing and get a sense of where the pricing is at. And then I'm going to jump over to our solar design and quote tool, which you should be able to see now, our homepage, renvy.com. And yeah, Steven, do you see that all right?
I do.
Perfect. All right. So that's renvu.com. It's our homepage. You can navigate to the design tool at the top orange banner here or this hyperlinked image below. Either way brings you to the start page of our design and quote tool. You can choose between a full system, or if you already have solar panels or your inverters, you could deselect those and just get a subset. For now, I'll show with all the options. For panels, right now we're defaulting to those ZNSHI 410 watts. Those are our main go-to for residential at the moment. And once you make your panel selection, then you can also see the dollar per watt metric. This is just for the basic tier. If you're looking for a larger project with multiple pallets, write in and let us know, and we could apply some advanced pricing for bulk there. But that just gives you an idea, especially when there's a right now it's really slim on supply in the module market. But when we have a bunch of options up here, it's helpful to be able to compare there. And then for racking, you can choose between pitch roof, flat roof, carport, and ground mount. And then each of those has sub options below. For pitch roof, you can choose between comp shingle, Spanish tile, flat tile, metal roof. For flat roof, there's ballasted tilt legs and metal roof options. Carport, we supply the Blicker two-car carports as well as a tandem structure. So you can increase the number of two-car spaces, and that will quote out tandem structures conjoined with shared columns there. You can even add it, choose your powder coating color. You could add in heavy duty upgrades. If you have any questions on that Blicker system, just write in, let us know. Ground mounts, the two options we have are the Powerfield ballasted tubs, as well as the Iron Ridge SGA two and as well as 3-inch pipe systems there. And I'm just gonna, for this demonstration, show the comp shingle since it's our most popular. We'll just do a 10 module array, and then we'll leave it in portrait. I prefer racking in portrait whenever possible because it's the most efficient for the racking materials as well as the number of penetrations per module required for your roof. As you're making your selections, you'll see a bill of materials pile up here on the left. And if you're not sure what something is, you could click on it. It's going to open a second page. You won't lose your place in the design tool. You can read about that tool. We'll have a data sheet, an install manual, and a brochure, all kinds of documents from the manufacturer. We'll try to upload on those item pages so that you can learn as you go. And then you can add in additional rows. We could put a second row of 15. You can choose your different attachment styles. The flash foot 2 is the predominating comp shingle option, but the Halo Ultra Grips are getting really popular as installers, so I recommend checking that out. And then you can choose between clamp colors there as well. I want to make sure your clamp color will match your module trim, so just double check on that option there. And then inverters, we can supply full range of microinverters, optimizers, and string inverter systems. For a ZenShine 410, IQ8 AC is probably your go-to for DC to AC ratio right now. Also, pluses are kind of the most cost-effective option if you're just looking for a budget under the end phase. And then you can add on the energy storage systems below that as well. If you're looking for string inverters, we have the full line of Groat, Solas, Solark, and of course Fortress Power. And under Fortress Power, they have those Envy True 12s and the Duo 21s, as well as the e-boost battery to go with that. So nice way to quickly get a bill of materials with that fortress, those fortress components in context for your project there. And you can compare options with Solark, for instance, and see how much you could save. And then at the end of the inverters page, of course, we also have options to add on the rapid shutdowns, optimizers if you want module level optimization and monitoring. And then if you want something a little more basic, those A-2Fs will go two per module for standard rapid shutdown performance there. So yeah, that's all about our inverters. Oh, I guess maybe I will point out we also have three phase 208 and three phase 480 volt. So if you're looking at commercial projects, check those out. On the final page, we have an option to add spare panels. I highly recommend at least getting one per pallet as a rule of thumb, just so that if you get to the bottom of your stack and you find that last panel got busted, you're not dead in the water trying to finish your project. Having a spare is really helpful. And then if everything is in good condition, then you have a spare panel that you can have with your client that or keep in your warehouse so that whenever that worst case wayward frisbee or branch comes down and busts a panel, you've got an option to drop in and fix it. It can be really hard after a couple of years trying to find a drop-in replacement on these panels because they just keep changing their styles and designs over the years. And then you can also add cables, connectors, and wire clips. PV labels, EV chargers are all options to add on to your quote there. On the final page, you'll get a list of your bill of materials. If you need to realize you didn't like something, you need to go back and change, you can go back to any of these steps and make your choices and easily navigate back to that final page. And then once you're happy or pretty close to happy, it doesn't give you all of the options to modify quantities here. So if you want to save that quote, you can punch in your email as well as a zip code so we can get a shipping estimate and tax estimate for you. That'll save it in our backend system, and it will also email you a PDF, and then you can write in with that quote number and let us know any modifications or questions you have. It's really helpful to see any support level things in the context of the design tool options you're looking at through that quote. And it's easy for our sales reps to weigh in that way. So I highly recommend that. The other benefit is that we do proactively reach out if there are potential discounts for the system you're looking at. We will share those discounts over email with you, catered specifically for your quote. And if you know what you're doing and you like all the options there and you're ready to get moving, you can also add to cart and just check out there. You can also copy a link of that quote as another way to access that bill of materials as well. So that is all about our design tool. Maybe I should also mention once you have that PDF quote, you can jump over to our permits page. You can fill out the basic permit form and send it over to Joshua at Alumni, and he and his team are very quick and adept at getting all the materials you need to submit to your AHJ to get your project permitted and approved and on to install. All right, I think that's all I've got for the design tool. I'm going to jump back to the presentation here. All right, so if you have any questions about these products or about Fortress Power while Stephen is presenting, please feel free to ask in the Q&A section. We'll get to the questions at the end of the webinar during the Q&A session. You can also email our sales team at order@renvu.com for more information and pricing. The webinar is being recorded, and we will send you a link in a follow-up email. We also have recordings of previous webinars on our Renvu YouTube channel. Without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to Stephen.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Thank you everybody for joining us today. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Real quick, what I'd like to do is just kind of give an overview of what's to come. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. I'm going to go through Fortress Power products. We have batteries, we have inverters, we have whole home energy storage systems. We have a great partnership with Renvue. As you just saw through Kyle's presentation, it's a real simple, easy to use website. If you guys need any Fortress Power products, you go to renvue.com and they will get you taken care of. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And what I'll do is kind of just toggle between the presentation I have and the website fortresspower.com. A lot, we have a ton of good information on our website. You just kind of need to know where to go to find it. First off, a little background on Fortress Power. We've been around since 2016. We have currently over 500 installers, and we are worldwide. We are based out of the United States. Our headquarters are based in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philadelphia. However, we do have office locations in Mexico as well as Puerto Rico. We have manufacturing facilities in China and upcoming manufacturing facility in Malaysia as well as Virginia Beach. So we do expect to have a manufacturing facility in the United States in 2026. Here's those locations. And again, the Virginia Beach manufacturing facility will be up and running in 2026, producing our e-Boost battery, which we'll get into. We have a couple of new products that I'd like to share today and discuss. Before I get into that, I'll give you some reasons why installers are choosing Fortress Power. Biggest compliments I get from my customers is one is the reliability of the product, the quality of it, the ease of the installation. And then the technical support. We've really assembled the best technical support team in the industry. You have front-end technical support if you need assistance designing your system, if you have questions about the products with Fortress Power, sizing, stringing, all of that, you can get assistance from one of our technical engineers on the front end. And then we have a great technical assistant team on the back end as well. So if you have a day that you're scheduled to go out there for the installation or commissioning, we have 7 days a week technical support that is available to speak to a human on the phone. Again, 7 days a week. You can call us, you can message us, email us. But again, those are probably the two biggest compliments I get is the quality of the product and then the customer service slash technical support. So the energy storage system portfolio of Fortress Power. I am the West Coast residential solar sales manager, so I'll be focusing on our residential products. With that being said, the residential products that I discussed can be used for small commercial. So they do split phase as well as three phase 208. For larger C&I projects that you may have, we have a C&I division where we have our eSpire, essentially microgrids that can go all the way up to 5 MWh. And then our products are VPP approved, which stands for Virtual Power Plant Program. So we're seeing a number of these pop up across the United States more and more. We have a couple here in California where I'm located. There's the 3CE program. They're in the Central Coast communities. There's the SDCP program down in San Diego. So all of our products are VPP approved, which enables your customers to get a basically get incentives for installing energy storage at their homes and reducing their cost and more sales for you guys. So let's go ahead and first take a look. I'm going to give you a high-level overview of the Fortress Power products that we're offering today, and then I'll get into a little bit more details of each one here in a minute. But we have inverters and we have batteries. So all of our inverters are hybrid inverters, so you can do AC-DC coupling. They come in a number of different sizes. So our newest addition to our inverter line is called the Envy Duo 21. So this allows up to 16 kilowatts of output when connected to PV and 12 kilowatts of output when off-grid. It can simultaneously do that 16 kilowatts of output from PV, and then also do 5 kilowatts to the battery at the same time. So that's hence the 16 plus 5 is 21, hence the name NV Duo 21. Again, this is the most recent addition to our inverter line. It has a 200 amp AC pass through for whole home backup, and it is similar, just slightly more output than our NV True 12 kW, which has been our number one inverter for at least the last couple years. The NV True 12 kW again does the 200 amp AC pass through. Has 12 kilowatts of output, and it is for residential as well as small commercial. So both, actually all of our inverters, you can do residential as well as small commercial. So it does do the not just the split phase, but also does the three phase 208. The NV inverter comes in two smaller sizes. It comes in an NV8 and a 10 kW as well. So there's really a wide range of products that designed to suit your application, your project that you have another new inverter that was just launched this month here in November of 2025. And this is specifically an off-grid inverter called the Solo 6.5. So this has the lowest price point for any inverter out there. If you have a project where it's either off-grid or it can be used on-grid as long as you're not exporting to the grid. So if it's for self-consumption or backup, you can use this off-grid inverter. But again, that's called the Solo 6.5. And yeah, anybody that has a project where they're looking for a low-cost inverter and it meets that off-grid or just non-export grid-tied system, then the Solo 6.5 is a great option for you. Now batteries. So our newest addition to our battery line is this battery on the bottom left called the eBoost. This is a 16 kilowatt hour battery that you'll see has what's called an E-way on top of it. So E-way stands for electrical wire way. And what that allows is for easy stackability with our NV inverter. So if you want to make a whole home energy system, you can do our eBoost battery and then stack the NV inverter right on top of that eBoost to make it one vertical singular unit. There's no outside wiring. It makes it for an easy and quick installation. Again, the battery bank is 16 kilowatt hours. It is scalable. So you can do one eBoost for 16 kilowatt hours of battery, or you can scale it all the way up to 256 kilowatt hours. So you can go up to 16 in parallel. So just a wide range, depending upon how much battery capacity you are looking for. It is indoor and outdoor rated, so it has an IP65 rating. One thing you'll notice here in the list of batteries that are available is you don't see our eVolt Max on here. So some of you may be familiar with our eVolt Max 18.5 kilowatt hour battery. It's been one of our top sellers the last few years, great quality product. We are slowly phasing that out. It actually will probably only be available for another month or so currently, based on the amount of inventory that we have on it. It is essentially being replaced by this eBoost. So all of the benefits of the eBoost, how it works, the quality of it is been transferred over to the eBoost. It's just this is a little bit sleeker of a look, and this one is outdoor rated, and it has a built-in heater. So it just is a little bit more of an upgraded version of that eVolt Max, still same quality product. And it actually comes at a better price point. So in terms of price per kilowatt hour, the eBoost is going to be your best option available today. Now we have another great residential product called the eForce. This is more of our higher end battery, I would say. So it's a little bit more expensive than the eBoost, but is a stackable battery. So you have a lot more flexibility with the eForce. You can see each battery module here is 9.6 kilowatt hours, and you can stack them right on top of each other. So you can do a two stack here in the middle, which would be a 19.2 kilowatt hour system, which we see a ton of here in California. I'd say our highest selling combination whole home energy system today in California has been this eForce 19.2 with the NV True 12 kW, right on top of it. It does that whole home backup and provides the 19.2 kilowatt hours with battery capacity. Super simple, easy, quick installation. You can actually stack a third battery on the eForce in one unit, so you can make it a 28.8 kilowatt hour battery system. Again, this has the E-Way on top of it, just like the eBoost. So it has the ability to stack the inverter on top of it, or you can stack or put it in parallel to the side. The eForce is not only stackable, but it is scalable as well. So you can go up to 268.8 kilowatt hours of battery on the eForce. Again, eForce is a little bit more expensive, so we consider it our higher end product. It does come with a right now, if you we have a special promotion where if you buy the eForce and are combining it with one of our Envy inverters, it is giving that eForce a 15-year warranty as opposed to 10 years. So it'll be an upgraded 15-year warranty on the battery. And it also includes a free Guardian monitoring system as well. So again, eForce with Envy, you get a 15-year warranty as well as a Guardian if you place that order by the end of December of this year. Lastly, our smallest battery available is called the eFlex Max. So this has a 5.4 kilowatt hour battery. This is also scalable up to 168 kilowatt hours. These are an aluminum enclosure. We oftentimes see these installed in what's called a Durarack. So it is outdoor IP65 rating, but we do have a racking system that can hold up to four of the eFlex Maxes. And again, it's our smallest battery available at 5.4 kilowatt hours. So with that being said, I'll show you what we're seeing a lot of our whole home energy storage system. So combining our batteries and inverters, I expect our most popular option to be this option here on the left. Again, this eBoost and the Envy Duo 21 were just launched this last month in October. So I do expect it to be our number one seller because of that price point. Again, this is the 16 kilowatt hour eBoost battery. Stacked right on top of it is our Envy Duo 21. So you're getting 16 kilowatts of output, 16 kilowatt hours of battery capacity. It is for on-grid, it's for off-grid. You can do it for residential, you can do it for small commercial. So really just a wide range of applications that it fits. And again, it comes in at the best price point per kilowatt hour. 10-year warranty on the eBoost, and it is VPP, virtual power plant approved. The one thing I will also add to the eBoost and the Envy Duo 21 is that currently you can combine this with our Envy inverter line, but it is the eBoost, you can combine it with other inverters, although we think it works best with the Envy Duo 21. The system, the residential energy storage system you see in the middle is our eForce. Again, this has been, the eForce was launched at the beginning of 2025. So I'd say this has been our number one seller is the eForce with the Envy inverter on top of it, whether it's the 12 kW or now with the Envy Duo 21, you can stack either one right on top of the eForce via that E-Way, just like you can on the eBoost. The additional benefits you're getting with the eForce is the 15-year warranty and the Guardian Gateway. Very sleek design, has that stackability, so you can get creative with the application just based on the space that you're using, as I'll show you in some slides in a couple minutes here on how you can really just mix and match how you set up the eForce, whether you're stacking them on top of each other or putting them to the side. And lastly, we have the Solo 6.5 off-grid inverter that I mentioned, along with our eFlex Max 5.4. As I had mentioned before, this is our smallest battery setup with our smallest inverter, so it comes in at the lowest price point. Certainly has its place, especially for anybody that is doing off-grid systems, cabins, RVs. Yeah, it just has a wide range of applications on this smaller inverter and battery line as well. So with that being said, I'm going to go a little bit into more detail on the eForce battery to start. This is the couple different ways of setting up your eForce. On the bottom left, you'll see it has the two eForces stacked right on top of each other. So again, 9.6 stacked on top of 9.6 for one singular unit has the E-way. And in this particular setup, you see you can do the inverter to the side. There's side knockouts on that E-way, so it makes it very easy to connect that inverter to the side. Or you can see in the middle, you can stack the inverter right on top of it via the E-way. So you can make it one vertical unit, 19.2 kilowatt hours of battery. And inside the inverter could be the NV True 12kW or the NV Duo 21. Just different options based on what your customers' needs are. You can see this setup here on the right is two of the 19.2s in parallel with each other. So you get a total of 38.4 with one of our inverters stacked on top. So this is again for large residential homes or small commercial, as it is our high-end product. It comes with that free Guardian and a 15-year warranty. The eForce is indoor-outdoor rated as well, has a built-in heater, and each module has its own BMS as well. With that being said, I'm going to go to our website just to show you guys if you had any questions on the eForce, if you wanted to get any data sheets, if you wanted to look up any videos, you go to fortresspower.com and then you hover over the products, residential, look at batteries, and you'll see the eForce stackable whole home ESS on the drop-down menu. You select that, and once you're there, you can scroll down. And as I mentioned, you'll be able to get all the data sheets, the install manuals, different images here. So I do kind of like to show some of the different setups, the two or three stack, little inside look into the E-way, has a 750 amp bus bar, I should mention, inside the E-way, and a spot for that Guardian monitoring. Easy quick plugs is how you stack them on top of each other. So again, really easy quick installation. And this is another image of our 19.2 with our NV inverter on top. So you can see it has a nice sleek look to it. This also can be wall mounted. So you'll see here the standard eForce comes with a ground mount and base. However, you can do a wall mount with if it's the eForce 9.6 or 19.2. It is an additional piece of equipment, FYI. So if you do want to do a wall mount, make sure you get the wall mount bracket. But again, it has the ability to do a wall mount and therefore make it look even better, very aesthetically pleasing. If I scroll down, goes over all the bells and whistles of the product that we've been discussing. But again, if you have any questions on the data sheets, the operating voltage, discharge, charging, it's all on the website under the eForce. You hit under the downloads tab, it'll give you that regular installation manual, or if you're doing the wall mount installation. If you need the certification, so this is UL 9540 certified, CEC approved. And again, if you need a data sheet, it's at the bottom of the downloads tab. And I also highly recommend looking at our video library. There's a number of them under the eForce link, anything from just the promotions of the eForce to a detailed look into the unboxing and commissioning of the eForce. So our head of product, our head of engineers all have video tutorials on fortresspower.com. They're also available on our YouTube channel. So if you have not checked out Fortress Power YouTube channel, I highly recommend going there as well, because there's just a number of different videos on all of our different products. And again, it can be images on how to use our videos on how to use our app, well as more detailed engineered interconnection videos and locking three-phase. Just any questions that you might have. If you have a question on the setup or the product, you could go to the Fortress Power website or the Fortress Power YouTube channel. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to go back to the slideshow. Gives you a little bit more of a detailed look into the eForce. Again, 9.6 kilowatt hours each battery. It has the closed circuit base that it comes with, although you can do a wall mount. Here's the E-Way, built-in heater, stackable design, e-stop function, VPP ready, and comes with a 15-year warranty. And here is a little closer look at the stackability of the eForce with our NV inverter. So you can see there's just covers that come off the top of the E-Way, cover that comes off the bottom of the NV, and then you can just connect everything. So there's no outside wiring. Again, just makes it for a nice, clean, easy installation. Has an e-stop switch on the left of the E-Way, has that 750 amp bus bar. Not just the cover on the top, but the knockouts on the side, so easily to pair the batteries in parallel or put the inverter to the side if that's the way you would like to set up your system. All right, now I'll go on to the newest battery addition, the eBoost. So eBoost 16 kilowatt hour batteries. It's kind of like you have the eVault Max that I had mentioned before, the 18 and a half kilowatt hour battery that's been around for years. Great product. People love it. It works fantastic. However, we combined the best of the eVault Max and the eForce and combined it into this one battery called the eBoost. That's essentially what the eBoost is. It's a combination of the eForce and the eVault Max at the lowest price available. So you can see on the image here the 16 kilowatt hour battery with the E-Way on top and a number of different ways to set up the eBoost. It is not stackable right on top of each other like the eForce, but it does have front end stackability. So you can see in this image on the right, you can actually put one in front of each other. So this would be a 32 kilowatt hour setup with the NV inverter right on top of one of the eBoosts. Just has plugs or connectors so that they're connected together. Really easy installation. So this will be great for again residential homes as well as small commercial cabins, RVs, condos. And this battery will be FEOC compliant in 2026 as it will be manufactured in that Virginia Beach manufacturing facility. A little more detailed look into the eBoost. Again, the powerful BMS. With the 12 kilowatt charge and discharge rate and direct one-to-one pairing with the NV Duo inverter. So the NV Duo, you stack right on top of it for the 16 kilowatts of PV output. E-Way on top that allows for the 750 amp bus bar as well as the Guardian to be mounted inside of it. And this one, again, can be scaled up to 256 kilowatt hours. So that would be a total of 16. You can do a total of 16 eBoosts in parallel for one singular application. So wide range can go as small as 16 kilowatts and as large as 256 there. And again, built-in heater, indoor outdoor rated IP65, has the e-stop function, VPP approved. Warranty, as I mentioned before, it is a 10-year standard warranty. However, I should mention you can upgrade all of our products to a 30-year warranty through our partners at Solar Insure. So whether it's our batteries or inverters, if you would like to get an extended warranty, you can get up to a 30-year warranty on all of our products, including the eBoost. You would just need to go to our partners at Solar Insure. And they would provide the pricing for the additional warranty. And a little bit more of a closer look into the E-Way on the eBoost. So a little bit different where it opens from the side as opposed from the top. But again, also has the 750 amp bus bar as well as the Guardian. Has the side knockouts and has the comms board right in the middle of the front of the E-Way, and the image on the right, as you can see, takes off the bottom cover of the NV, take off the top cover of the eBoost, and you have one singular whole home energy storage system. So, really easy, quick installation, and a really low cost point as well when you're combining the eBoost with any of our NV inverters. There are two different E-Ways with with the e-boost, I should mention. So there's the standard e-way that we were just looking at, and it's the same e-way essentially that comes with the e-force, where it has the bus bar and it has a spot for the guardian and it has the knockouts on top. Now, if you are doing multiple e-boosts and you want to save $200-$300 on your setup, you can do an e-way light on top of the e-boost. So as you can see in this setup here, there's three different e-boosts all connected to one NV Duo 21. Now you would only need the one e-boost to have a standard e-way with the bus bar and the knockouts on top. You can do the other e-boost with an e-way light, and again that's cheaper. It'll save at least $200-$300 on this particular setup. I will go back to the website to show you too if you have any questions on whether the e-way, you need the standard e-way or the e-way light. You just go to our website, go to batteries. Now this time I'm going to click on e-boost and scroll down again, and I'm going to go to that downloads tab. It has actually e-way versus e-way light section now on our website. Just goes over the differences between the two. Number of different setup images that you can see on the website. If you're looking to do a small e-boost system or a large, you can see there's a 9 e-boost with 3 NV inverters set up. And if you go to the downloads tab, there's an e-way versus e-way light comparison sheet that I just wanted to show you as well. So this is useful if you're having questions about when to use the e-way versus the e-way light. Okay, great. Back to the slides here. And yeah, this is again our newest battery, best price point as well as the highest quality. So I fully expect this to be our number one product in whole home energy storage solution going into 2026, that e-boost with our NV Duo 21 inverter. Looking at a little bit more details of the NV Duo 21. So this is again a hybrid inverter. So it does AC-DC coupling and has 200 amp AC pass-through for whole home backup. It can do 16 kilowatts of AC with PV or the grid, and then it can do 12 kilowatts if it's off-grid, just battery only. It does scale, so you can do up to 10 of these NV Duo 21 inverters in one application, which is the same as our NV True 12 kW. So if you guys are familiar with the NV True 12 kW, that can be paralleled up to 10 as well. And it comes with three independent MPPTs, can connect up to 25 kilowatts of one solar system, has the ability to do that single split phase 240 as well as the three phase 208. So again, works great for residential as well as small commercial. Includes the RSB AP Smart transmitter, and it also has a designated generator port for up to 21 kilowatts of generator as well. So again, this is a kind of like a Swiss Army knife of inverters. It does everything. The generator port, the PV, 16 kilowatts of output while simultaneously doing 5 kilowatts to the battery. It's just really the kind of the tip of the spear of inverters being put on the market today. And it does, again, stack right on top of our batteries via the e-way on the e-boost or the e-force. Right. The NV comes in two, besides just the NV12, it comes in two smaller divisions as well. We have the NV8 as well as the 10 kW. Both can be used residential and small commercial. It's just a little bit smaller output, either 8 or 10 kilowatts. And it has up to two independent MPPTs. I have different. Let's see, up to 15 kilowatts of solar can be connected to it. It also does have the included the RSD and AP Smart transmitter, push button, and up to 20 kilowatts of the generator port. So again, this is the NV8 and the 10. could be used for smaller applications where you don't need whole home backup. If you do need whole home backup, then you would want to look at the MB True 12 kW or the MB Duo 21. And our latest addition to our inverter line is that Solo 6.5, which I mentioned before, is an off-grid inverter. However, it can be connected to the grid as long as you're not exporting to the grid. So if it's for backup or self-supply, you can use Solo 6.5 on grid. As the name states, you get 6.5 kilowatts of output. You can scale up to six of these units, so you can get up to a total of 39. This one comes with a 5-year warranty, and it does come with 10 kilowatts of PV inputs and 2 MPPTs as well. There is a 10% discount, so this promotion is live today. If you want the lowest cost inverter available, go to renvu.com. It's even cheaper today than it will be at the end of the year with that 10% additional discount. And again, if you have any off-grid or just need small applications that don't require export to the grid, then the Solo 6.5 is a great option for you. So we'll go on to some real-world examples of some recent installs that we've done, so you can see some different setups. We have a couple in Puerto Rico and Hawaii. With our eForce and Envy. I really like this picture here on the right, this image of recent install just outside of San Diego, California, just because it shows how you can get really creative with that eForce, with the 9.6 kilowatt hour modules, being able to either stack them all on top of each other or put them in parallel. So you can see the installers kind of match the way the wall is designed and made it as a nice, really clean setup. But again, I just like to show that because you can get real creative with all of our batteries and inverters, but our eForce in particular because of that stackability there. And here's some recent small commercial jobs that we've done with eForce and Envy. So larger projects, whether it's up to 125 kilowatt hours in Puerto Rico or Hawaii. You can see the different setups with the eForces and Envys, whether there's three or three Envys to looks like what size is that? Oops, let's go back. Looks like 86 kilowatt hours of battery, or the one in Puerto Rico looks like six Envys with 115 kilowatts of eForce there. So again, wide range. You can do small applications with Fortress Power. You can do really large applications with our residential product line, which, as you can see, is not just for residential. You can do it for small commercial. Couple other slides I want to touch on here before we finish up. I do like to point out a couple features on our website that if you have questions about designing your system, we do have a system designer on fortresspower.com. So I'll go to the website really quick. I highly recommend if you have any questions on sizing, stringing, you go to fortresspower.com and then you'll hit on support. And then you can see system sizing tool. You can say whether it's on grid or off grid, how many days of autonomy, split phase or three phase, indoor, outdoor installation. Hit next, different load profile, and then it'll give you a number of different suggestions based on the information that you put in and the load profile you put in. There's also a string sizing tool as well. So if I go back, same thing, support PV sizing, go fortresspower.com, hit on that on the drop-down menu, PV sizing configuration assistant. And you'll be able to input the type of inverter, number of inverters, and it'll ask some other PV module parameters, but it'll calculate that and give you your answer right there. So again, Fortress Power is just more than a battery manufacturer. We are trying to be your partner, help you have more sales, be there for any questions that you have. Again, we have that 7 days a week technical assistance to go with all the additional features that we offer on our website. CNI product portfolio. So I won't go into the details of our eSpire CNI product line, but I do want to just show you some pictures so you can see how these basically mini microgrids can be installed for any commercial project that you have, any large CNI project, whether it's with our eSpire 306 or eSpire Mini. You can see a little bit more detail on our eSpire Mini, how those microgrid opens up and different spots for the battery rack and the microgrid controller. If you have any questions on eSpire, if you have a project that can potentially use an eSpire, what you want to do is go to fortresspower.com, hit on commercial and industrial. So hit on CNI, and there is a checklist that you'll want to submit. So go to fortresspower.com. Scroll to the bottom of that CNI tab and hit contact us for a customized quote. So these eSpires are customized. There's not one size fits all. So you do need to go to the website and fill out some information to get a CNI quote for any projects that might fit our eSpire line. All right, and here's some recent projects that we've done with our eSpires, some really well-known name brands. And again, to start a quote, you go to the CNI checklist on our website. Energy Broker, as I mentioned before, our products are VPP approved, which stands for Virtual Power Plant. Just to make sure that you are getting the right equipment for VPP approval, make sure you get our Guardian monitoring with your system. Again, right now with the eForce and Envy, if you were to buy those as a combination, you do get a Guardian for free. Always make sure if you are installing our products and applying for a VPP program, that you get the Envy inverter and the Guardian monitoring with it. And we do have a new dealer promotion. So if this is your first time purchasing Fortress Power, you can let Renvue know and we can get you an additional 10% discount on your order. So this is a special offer that is valid through the end of the year. If you're a first time Fortress Power customer, let Renvue know and we'll get you that additional discount on your order. Expert training and certification. So, if you're not already signed up as a certified installer with Fortress Power, I also highly recommend doing that. It's really easy. Takes 5 minutes. You go to fortresspower.com and submit information. You'll get access to additional online courses that aren't on our website and YouTube channel. So, again, if you needed to sign up as a dealer, you'll just be go to dealers, become a certified installer, and then fill out the information there. Again, what that'll then open up for you is authorized installer training. There's specific ones for each product, but again, these are available only for authorized installers. So sign up to be an authorized installer on fortresspower.com. Warranty, 15-year warranty on the eForce when you're combining with the Envy, standard 10-year warranty on the eBoost and the Envys. However, you do have an option to get an extended 30-year warranty on all of our products through our partners at Solar Insure. And that's about it that I have here today. I'll go ahead and take a look to see if we have any questions. Let me see if we have any questions here.
I'm not seeing any pop up in the Q&A yet, so if anybody does have a question, please quickly enter it in there. And if we don't get to you right now, you can also email info@renvue.com or sales@fortresspower.com, and we will get back to you. I did have a question for you, Stephen. The 10% off on the solo inverter, is that something where they'll need to send in a receipt from us, or is that something we'll apply as a direct?
No, it's something you'll apply as a direct. So the price book that has the 10% discount on it currently because it's all basically pre-orders right now. So
Got
yes,
it.
it's included on the price book that
Okay.
you have.
Yeah, we'll be updating our website with that pricing
Yeah.
shortly, so be on lookout for that.
Yeah, and I actually we recently lowered our price actually on the eBoost and NB Duo 21. So I sent that off to you guys yesterday. So I'm not sure if the website's been updated with that additional discount on the eBoost and NB Duo 21. But yeah,
Okay.
you'll see that come through actually at a slightly even cheaper price point now.
Awesome. Great to hear. Yeah, I'll get with my team, make sure that happens. And yeah, if anybody has any questions or needs to reference anything previously in this webinar, we will send out a recording of it later this week, as well as any related promotions we might have with Fortress. So keep an eye out for that. Thanks, Stephen, for coming. I don't see any Q&A here, so shoot your emails to us if you have any questions, and everybody have a great week.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you all.
See you guys.